afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you well, finds you in good health. Today's been a good day, weather-wise. I've been outside on my front porch enjoying it and watching all the cars go by. And little Waldo, there's not much to do except watch the cars go by. But, you know, there's some people walking down the sidewalk. Said hello to them. And we have the outside of our house decorated for Easter. And people commented on how much they like that. And so it was a nice day today. And still is, actually, out there. Had some fun over the weekend. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. First of all, it looks like we have a call coming in. And we'll go ahead and take that. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, we're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing good. Who's this?
And this is Nate.
Hi, Nate.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda, host of Voice of a People.
Yes,
Mondays and Tuesdays at 4 o'clock.
Yes, what you talking about today?
Well, we've got some offbeat news we're going to be talking about. We've got a Lego Coliseum that set a Guinness World Record we're going to be talking about. And we've got some All St. Patrick's Day trivia we're going to be doing.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's going to be up this afternoon.
Okay. Is Terry there?
No, he is not.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
No, I think maybe he was on vacation this week. So, I think he might be relaxing somewhere.
All right, well, have a good show.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, 740-383-9944. You can always give us a call about anything here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Want to say thank you to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire. Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. They're there for all your automotive needs, and I'm going to be getting an alignment because I went down south and got me a different vehicle. Been driving the old SUV for quite a while. Well, we sold that and got a year 2000 Chevy Impala. It's tan in color and it is in great condition. And so far it runs great. And so I'm just happy with that. So that's what we did. We went down south and got a different vehicle. Switched out, sold the SUV, and got me a car. So that's what I'm driving now. And going to be going to Waldo Tire and Automotive for an alignment, an oil change, and to check a couple of other things on it while I'm there. Going to be doing that next Thursday. And so Waldo Tire and Automotive is always there for your full-service automotive repair. When you get a chance, check out the website. It's wwgh1071.com. We are streaming online there. And my personal website for this show is radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. By the way, St. Patrick's Day, do you have your green on? I do. I've got a greenish collared shirt. It's my WWGH shirt. But I do have my necklace on with my my little decorations all over, my St. Patrick's decorations on it. So I am decorated up for St. Patrick's Day, and we have St. Patrick's trivia today. Today we are giving away a Dollar Tree gift card. That's what we're giving away today. So if you're interested, Call and answer one of these St. Patrick's Day trivia questions, and I will put you in the drawing for a Dollar Tree gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. Again, my telephone number is 740-383-9944. Here's the questions. What mythological being is a part of St. Patrick's Day lore in Irish culture? What mythological being is a part of St. Patrick's Day lore in Irish culture? What would you pour on top of an Irish coffee? What would you pour on top of an Irish coffee? How many leaves does a shamrock have? How many leaves does a shamrock have? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Here's our first call of the day. Hi, we're on the air. A leprechaun, yes. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Lucas?
Yes.
Well, Lucas, it's good to hear from you today. What have you been up to today?
Playing on Podgery and now my phone.
All right. Sounds fun. Have you gotten to go outside at all today?
Yes. We walked in the woods.
All right. Sounds good. Well, buddy, you take care and have a good evening now. I'll put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's our buddy Lucas starting things off for us here on a Wednesday afternoon on this March the 17th. Hi, we're on the air.
No, we're not.
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the Irish coffee, is that whiskey?
Yes, whiskey and cream is what I'm looking for. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you drink real Irish coffee, you don't put cream on it.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And what's your name?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. Good to hear from you, buddy. How's your day going? All right?
Oh, yeah. Going peachy keen.
Good. You got anything particular for St. Patrick's Day or just staying in?
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't been out yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good evening, whatever it is you do, okay?
Okay, you too, and be safe.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. People traditionally wear green on St. Patrick's Day to avoid what? People traditionally wear green on St. Patrick's Day to avoid what? The shamrock represents what? The shamrock represents what? Hi, we're on the air.
How about the three leaves?
The three leaves is correct. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. You're having a good day so far?
Yes, I am.
Good, good. All right, what's your name? And I'll get you put in the drawing.
Judy.
Judy? All right, Judy. I appreciate you listening and calling out there.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Have a good evening now.
Now.
All right, 4:26 is the time here on Offbeat News and Trivia as we roll right along. Again, the shamrock represents what? What does the shamrock represent? What city colors their river green? What city colors their river green? What's the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? What's the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? Which three colors make up the Irish flag? Which three colors make up the Irish flag? And St. Patrick's Day has a famous traditional symbol. What is it? What is the traditional famous St. Patrick's Day symbol? And finally, what did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? What did St. Patrick supposedly chase out of Ireland? Oh, nobody there. We'll Try back. We'll get you up on the air. 740-383-9944 is our number. If you know the answers to any of our St. Patrick's Day questions, give us a call. We are giving away a $5 Dollar Tree gift card today, and the winner will send that to you through the mail today. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Oh, sounds like you're doing okay also.
Doing good. Yes,
good.
Sir. Yep.
You're going to tell us all about our favorite world record holder later, right?
Yes, he was in the news again.
He was at it again.
He sure was.
I can't believe it. You know, I've noticed, though, he's about every time now he's giving credit to his neighbor.
Right.
Who's the pitcher, you know. He's
right.
The catcher. His neighbor's the pitcher, which is probably about as important as the catcher. But
I would say so. But yeah, Mr. David Rush is just amazing.
He can't have any time to do anything else.
I know.
You know.
I know. He's just. I think this one may have had something to do with caramel corn. I'll
have
to look
here.
Yeah.
He caught so many pieces of caramel corn in a minute or something. That's funny. I'll wait for that.
He's definitely something else. Yeah. He's a treasure in and of itself.
He is. I don't know if he's making money on this some way or not. You know,
I don't know if people sponsor him.
They may. Yeah.
But he's definitely interesting.
Yeah, he sure is. It'd be an interesting person to meet.
He sure would. I'd love to talk to him. And
right. Well, St. Patrick chased the snakes out of Ireland, which they never had. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. He supposedly chased the snakes out of Ireland.
You know, I was reading something today. You know, in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day is a very religious holiday. It's not drinking beer and, you know, no spicy green beer, but I think it was up until 1970 that none of the pubs was even allowed to be open in Ireland. Everybody went to church.
Okay.
That was a very religious holiday, you know, and now I'm sure since 70, you know, commercialism has taken over everything, so... It's ruined it all, you know. Just like I'm sure the green beer in the U.S. is all, you know, somebody's idea of how to sell beer.
Right.
Nothing to do with Ireland.
Nothing to do with that.
Or St. Patrick.
And they're heavy Catholic over there, right?
They're all Catholic. Because see, he was St. Patrick was born in England, which was Roman Catholic, because the Romans at the time he was born, they controlled all of southern England, all the way up to what they call Hadrian's Wall, that crossed the center of England and, you know, separated them from the uneducated, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And not too many people realize that Rome controlled all of Europe and the southern half of England, you know, it was 462, I think, that St. Patrick died. So, you know, he was born probably in 400 or something before that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting history of how it all happened.
Yeah, yes, it sure is. A little bit more than shamrocks and leprechauns,
that's
for sure.
Yep. He used the shamrock to teach those heathens in Ireland some religion.
Right. Yep.
And that's why he became a saint, you know, because he did it. You know, he went single-handedly pretty much converted most of Ireland to Catholic. All except the northern part, which are still Protestants, you know. So they're the orange, you know.
Yeah, they're the orange.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you go and get somebody else call in.
All right, Ernie. Hey, good to hear from you.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, jump on the line now, 740-383-9944. If you know the answers to any of these St. Patrick's Day trivia questions, call and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card today. And so if you'd like to light up my line, hey, it is open right now. 4:33 is the time as we roll right through here on this Wednesday afternoon on this St. Patrick's Day. And here comes another one here. Hi, we're on the air.
Getting pinched.
Getting pinched. Yes, people traditionally wear green on St. Patrick's Day to avoid getting pinched. Do you have green on today?
Yeah.
All right, me too. I don't want to get pinched today. So how's your day going?
Good.
Good, good. Done anything exciting today?
I went to, on a walk on the woods, and I found two deer bones.
You did? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's something. Yeah, that made for an interesting walk, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Miss, then this is Miss Allison, of course, right?
Yep.
All right, I'll put you in the drawing, and thanks for calling and listening, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you have a good evening now, all right?
All right, you too.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. We have some interesting news stories straight ahead. A Legos Coliseum broke a world record with 9,036 pieces. A woman collects Winnie the Pooh items. And, of course, David Rush and his caramel corn. That's coming up straight ahead. Don't you go anywhere. Hey, when you get a chance, you can send me an email anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Okay, a Lego set based on the Roman Colosseum broke a Guinness World Record by being composed of 9,036 pieces. The Colosseum set, designed by a team led by Rock Zaglin Kobe, was verified by Guinness as being the largest commercially available Lego set. Kobe said some liberties were taken with the design to make it more strongly resemble what the Colosseum might have looked like when construction was completed in 80 AD. It's been weathered under the Roman sun, so the Lego version provides more color in order to show to some of the shadow lines and better accentuate some of the details, Kobe said. He said he has built the set several times, and each time it took him over 30 hours. The previous record holder was the Lego replica of Star Wars Millennium Falcon, which had 7,541 pieces. The Lego Coliseum retails for $550. Yes, indeed, it can be yours for that price. A Tennessee woman is seeking Guinness World Records recognition for her collection of Winnie the Pooh memorabilia, which includes more than 16,000 different items. Donna Fee of Elizabethton said she started collecting Pooh items 31 years ago when her son was only 6 months old, and her collection of toys, miniature statues, dishware, posters, and other items soon numbered in the thousands. Right now, I can tell you the total is 16,147, but we are getting more in about every day, Fee told the Times News. Fee and her husband Keith are constantly on the lookout for new pieces to add to the collection of their Winnie the Pooh items. How cool is that? All right, Mr. David Rush, here we go. An Idaho man used his mouth to catch 67 pieces of caramel corn thrown by a friend in 1 minute. to break a Guinness World Record. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness World Records, used his mouth to catch the caramel corn that neighbor Jonathan Hannon, who is ambidextrous, threw with both hands. Rush caught 67 pieces in 1 minute, breaking the previous record of 53. Rush and Hannon were joined in the attempt by Rush's 2-year-old son, who took it upon himself to clean up the caramel corn mess from the floor. So there you go, yet another world record for our buddy, who's in the news just about every week for these world records. It's time for On This Day in History. March the 17th in the year 461, Bishop Patrick St. Patrick died in Saul. Ireland celebrates this day in his honor. 1756, St. Patrick's Day was celebrated in New York City for the first time. The event took place at the Crown and Thistle Tavern. 1766, Britain repealed the Stamp Act that had caused resentment in the North American colonies. 1776, British forces evacuated Boston to Nova Scotia during the Revolutionary War. 1868, postage stamp canceling machine patent was issued. 1870, Wellesley College was incorporated by the Massachusetts legislature under its first name, Wellesley Female Seminary. 1884, in Otay, California, John Joseph Montgomery made the first manned, controlled, heavier-than-air glider flight in the United States. 1891, the British steamer Utopia sank off the coast of Gibraltar. And in 1901 in Paris, Vincent van Gogh's paintings were shown at the Bernheim Gallery. And in 1909 in France, the communications industry was paralyzed by strikes. And there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. And here's what's happening right now on Offbeat News and Trivia. More trivia. Let's see if we can get some more answers to my St. Patrick's Day questions. We are playing for a Dollar Tree gift card, which we're giving away at 4:55 this afternoon. So if you'd like to have a chance at winning, call and answer one of these trivia questions at 740-383-9944. The Shamrock represents what? The Shamrock represents what? What city colors their river green? What city colors their river green? What's the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? What's the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? Which three colors make up the Irish flag? Which three colors make up the Irish flag? St. Patrick's Day has a very famous traditional symbol. What is this symbol? St. Patrick's Day has a very famous traditional symbol. What is this symbol? And those are the questions that remain. And we are looking for some answers now at 740-383-9944. Again, playing for a Dollar Tree gift card. Straight ahead, we have What's That in the Mailbox? Yes, indeed. This week, we have a question in the mailbox. We'll answer that coming up just after 4:45. And right now, we have a phone call coming in. We'll see who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, is the city of the river Chicago?
Yes, it is Chicago. How's your day going today?
Going pretty good, sir. How about yours?
Doing good. Doing well. And what's your name, and I'll sign you up for a chance to win.
My name's Ryan Murphy.
Ryan Murphy. Well, it is good to hear from you, and I appreciate you listening and calling out there.
Yes, sir. You have a good afternoon.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, 4:42 is the time as we roll right along, and you are welcome to call and answer one of these remaining trivia questions. Hey, head down with me to my little classroom. Make a right and set in my seats here. I have written this week's weird word of the week on the chalkboard, and it is foible. foible. That is this week's weird word. F-O-I-B-L-E. Foible is a noun. The definition is a minor weakness or failing of character, or slight flaw or defect. A definition again, a minor weakness or failing of character, a character, slight flaw or defect. Foible is first recorded in the Old French in about the year 1175. So that, my friends, is the definition of foible. Well, I have something interesting I would like to read to you that I found on the internet as I was searching around. I thought this was kind of interesting. I think I have heard it before. You might have heard it before as well. But I thought it was kind of inspiring. A giant ship's engine broke down and no one could repair it. So they hired a mechanical engineer with over 40 years of experience. He inspected the engine very carefully from top to bottom. After seeing everything, the engineer unloaded the bag and pulled out a small hammer. He knocked something gently. Soon the engine came to life again. The engine has been fixed. 7 days later, the engineer mentioned that the total cost of repairing the giant ship was $20,000 to the ship owner. "What?" said the owner. "You did almost nothing. Give us a detailed bill." Well, the answer is simple. Tap with a hammer, $2. Know where to knock and how much to knock? $19,998. The importance of appreciating one's expertise and experience, because those are the results of struggles, experiments, and even tears. If I do a job in 30 minutes, it's because I spent 20 years learning how to do that in 30 minutes. You owe me for the years, not the minutes. Interesting. There's a lot of folks out there that have a lot of experience. That's why they get paid what they get paid. We have a break to take. We'll take it and come right back with more offbeat news and trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion and Air Chair One on your favorite radio station. We are Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 on the FM dial, WWGH.
Bowl in my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known.
Ah.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back with more. We're here until 5 o'clock, 4:15 until 5 o'clock every Wednesday afternoon. It's Offbeat News and Trivia, and we are privileged to be here. Well, it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? And we have somebody that sent us a question today, and it's an interesting question. It's from Phil. Phil says, "Dear Nate, did you ever play baseball?" Well, Phil, I did, especially as a kid. I was never very good at it. I would swing that bat and hardly ever connect with the ball, but when I did, I would jump up and down and forget to run to first base. No, I remember, especially at a youth camp, you may as well call it a baseball camp because that's all they did was play baseball over in Anderson, Indiana when I was a kid. I went over there and played baseball, and by the end of the youth camp, I was getting fairly good at being able to hit the ball and run the bases. And so, yes, I've always, as a kid, I had a good time playing baseball. But as an adult, I haven't played baseball for many, many years. So, Phil, I hope that answers your question. Hey, you can send me a question too, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com, and I'll read your question on the air and answer it. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Well, I'll give you some more trivia questions in just a moment. We have a few that we haven't got answered, and we are giving away a Dollar Tree gift card in just a few moments here at 4:55 this afternoon. Right now, I want to tell you about a California stuntman who spent 24 hours sitting in a pool of bean dip to promote a Los Angeles area restaurant that has suffered losses from the COVID-19 pandemic. Hunter Ray Barker said he climbed into the waiting pool filled with bean dip outside Los Toros Mexican restaurant in Chatsworth at 3 p.m. Monday because he wanted to support the restaurant, which he described as one of his favorites for many years. Baker's 24-hour tenure in the pool coincided with a block party at the eatery, which featured the stuntman receiving a tattoo of the restaurant's logo while sitting in the bean dip. You know, I do like bean dip. I like to dip those tortilla chips in the bean dip. But I don't think I'd like to sit in bean dip myself. I don't know about yourself. All right, here's the trivia questions I have left on my All St. Patrick's Day trivia today. The shamrock represents what? The shamrock represents what? What's the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? What's the traditional foods for St. Patrick's Day? 740-383-9944 if you know. Which three colors make up the Irish flag? Which three colors make up the Irish flag? St. Patrick's Day has a very famous traditional symbol. What is this symbol? St. Patrick's Day has a very famous traditional symbol. What is this symbol? And those are the ones that I have left to answer for this afternoon. We've got 5 minutes until we do the drawing here at WWGH Radio. So give us a call and get your name into the drawing here at 740-383-9944. Pizza Hut, one of my favorite pizza places. What's your favorite pizza place? Do you have one? There's a lot of great pizza places here in town. I won't start naming them because I would leave a good one out. But my goodness, there's a lot of great pizza places here in Marion. And we have, down in my hometown where I live in Waldo, we have a great pizza place down there as well. But Pizza Hut is likely to trigger a sense of nostalgia. For one, unlike other places, Pizza Hut has historically had a larger focus on dining in. The distinctive red roofs, the stained glass lamps, the pans, and buffet. Much of what lured us into Pizza Hut as kids can't be replicated at home. However, as part of a new nostalgia-driven campaign, Pizza Hut has figured out how to bring one dine-in fave to delivery. The arcade games. Thanks to the latest in technology, pizza fans can now play Pac-Man on their cardboard pizza box. Yes, Pizza Hut has officially partnered with Pac-Man for a limited edition playable Pac-Man box. This story doesn't say, but I got the impression that it wasn't every Pizza Hut that was doing this either. So it may not be necessarily here, but some Pizza Huts are doing this. Retro gaming bliss can be achieved through the not-so-retro help of reality on your smartphone. Simply order a large pizza and scan the QR code on the box to play. No app needed. And as an added incentive, the chain is also giving players a chance to win an arcade up Pac-Man game cabinet. So there you go, a little Pac-Man coming together with Pizza Hut. You can't go wrong there. Pac-Man and pizza. Pretty cool. Animal rescuers said a dog that went missing in Iowa was captured 100 miles away in Nebraska after the several failed attempts at apprehension caused the canine to flee. The Nebraska Humane Society said the dog named Ivy escaped from her home in Sioux City on February the 12th and traveled 100 miles to the Omaha area during her 23 days on the loose. The Humane Society said multiple reported sightings of Ivy occurred during that time, but the dog would flee when people tried to approach her. An Omaha resident who spotted Ivy wandering near their home contacted the Nebraska Humane Society and, with the help of an officer, was able to lure the dog into a garage with some food. So there you go. 100 miles away. You know, we get these stories about every other week or so about these animals that travel these amazing distances. And you just wonder, I guess they just keep going and going and going, obviously. And you would think they would get tired after a while or just give up or something. But they just go and go and go. It's pretty amazing. All right, we have just a few seconds left, and we'll do the drawing, find out who our big winner is for today. Thank you to everybody who did call today. I want to say thank you to Lucas. I want to say thank you to Scott. I want to say thank you to Judy. Thank you to Ernie. Thank you to Allison. And thank you to Ryan. I believe that's everybody that called in on this St. Patrick's Day. It's an awful nice day outside, so I'm sure some of our listeners are out enjoying this nice weather. And I can't say as I blame you one bit. I look forward to probably getting out of the house when I get home myself. Okay, there it is, 4:55. And we are going to mix these all up, find out who the winner is. Okay, the winner for today is Judy. Judy, congratulations, you win a Dollar Tree gift card. I will send that to your address, but I do not have your address. So as soon as I go off the air at 5 o'clock, if you could give me a call back here at 740-383-9944, as soon as I go off the air at 5 o'clock, I will write down your address so I can send that through the mail to you, Judy. So Judy is our big winner for today, but thank you to everybody that calls. We appreciate our regulars and those that don't call often. Thank you to everybody that phones in and plays the game. We do appreciate it very, very much. So Judy, you're our big winner. As soon as I go off the air, give me a call, and I will get your address written down and get that sent out to you, okay? All righty. Let's head to our ladies' corner. I have a St. Patrick's Day recipe for you today. I have green velvet cupcakes. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture and the recipe there. Here is what you need for green velvet cupcakes. 1 package, 2-layer size of white cake mix, 2 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate melted, 1 tablespoon of green food coloring, 4 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1 jar of jet puffed marshmallow cream, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 tub of Cool Whip whipped topping, 2 tablespoons of green sprinkles. And here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350. Prepare and bake cake batter as directed on package for 24 cupcakes, blending melted chocolate and food coloring into batter before spooning into your prepared muffin cups. Cool completely. Beat cream cheese, marshmallow cream, and vanilla in large bowl with mixer until blended. Add Cool Whip. Beat just until blended. Spoon Cool Whip mixture into resealable plastic bag. Cut corner off one bottom of corner of the bag. Use to pipe Cool Whip mixture on the top of cupcakes and top with sprinkles. And that's the recipe for green velvet cupcakes. Again, find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. That will pop up and you can make your green velvet cupcakes. All righty. Well, it is just about time for me to go already. It's been fun being with you here on this St. Patrick's Day. I hope you've enjoyed our trivia, and I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I have. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. There's pictures of myself up there. You can see what my mug looks like. I'm very radiogenic. You've heard of photogenic? Well, I'm radiogenic. Yeah. I'm not photogenic, I'm radiogenic. You can check it out, radionate.webs.com. And we thank the radio station for letting us stream on their website too, www.gh1071.com. That's www.gh1071.com. Until next week, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, saying thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and their telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. And Judy, as soon as we get off the air, give me a call and I will write down your address and get this gift card sent out to you. We'll be off the air here in 5 seconds. Thanks so much for listening to the program. Talk to you next week.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do.
Because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
Yes, yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry?
Well,
those donuts. There's a whole box of...
No.
There's orange juice. There's coffee.
I got a friend out.
There's
I
bring her
over. She's
there's a T-bone steak and...
Charlie, you know what you're going to get. Five fingers.
Well, we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend.
Yeah.
And we have the question, so you don't know it, right? You don't know. But I wish people would... Give them a really big hint so they'll call it.
Let's see. It's not Sandusky.
Yes, it is.
Holy
Uh-oh.
Okay, you win a prize.
Is there a 7-second delay around here?
Oh, no. You're kidding.
No, you're right. Yeah.
She won a prize.
Didn't you ever notice?